A group auditor who has no wish to have anything happen will be disappointed if he sits there and reads the commands in a flat, dull, dead voice out of the group auditor's handbook to a crowd of people. He will get some results. This we've tested out. We took the worst group auditor you ever saw or ever heard and took this group auditor and gave him some commands that were not too well written, and we sent him out to audit somebody in a group. Well, I got some commands here now. Let's see. Look at the front of the room. It says here, look at the right wall. This guy still got some results. So what we're doing with processes is fabulous. And in view of the fact that we have the group auditor's handbook and all of these various sessions which go with it, and by the way, the best sessions we have for group auditing are in the group auditor's handbook. The results on the part of people will come up just if they're read in that fashion. So the operating margin we have to improve here is the auditor, isn't it? Now he then becomes the variable, so that we could take four separate groups with four separate auditors running the same, session one in the group auditor's handbook, and we would find that the most animated, most alive, most willing auditor there, who was the most interested in his audience, would produce the highest tone rise on his people, because that's the bonus we're operating on. And the others, if we just left that factor out, they'd all improve equally, but we do add that factor, and we get a considerable jump in our people in that group. So there's something to know about group auditing, isn't there? And the most that you can know about group auditing is this. If you're afraid of a crowd, you won't want to grant beingness to them, because that's why you're afraid of them. You're sure that they're liable to interrupt you. You're sure they're liable to jump over the seats and attack you. Something. If you're in that frame of mind toward a group, you will not be heard clearly through the group. You will have a tendency to change techniques, and your attention hunger will probably cause you to drop ashtrays, lose the place, and do other things.